Hey, hit me!
Are you ready for the deadliest news, issues, comments, and people? Well, on now is National Talk Black with Trendy Trev, going live from BBM through the National Indigenous Radio Service. Give us a call now, 1-800-422-416.
National Talk Black with Trendy
Trev. Yes, a very good morning, you deadly mob. Welcome back to your Yarn in Circle, the Murray Grapevine National Talk Black. Yarn with the bully run here, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from Macquarie, live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country as BBM Bumbabrip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation, thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. You can have your saber calls on that deadly number, 1-800-422-416. I'd like to acknowledge traditional owners of the land we broadcast from, and to all our traditional owners across this beautiful country of ours, welcome back, National Talk Black. Have you saying yarn up strong? All right, we're going to jump straight in it. We're going to catch up with yarn now with Sean Hunter. He's a boarding manager, AFL Cape York House for Girls, and talk about a children's book that he's written, Home Away From Home, which is a fantastic title. We're talking about our beautiful pickaninnies, our young ones from the Cape and from Torres Strait, moving down to Cairns and using football as the tool, AFL, Cape York House for Girls and for Boys. And as I said, Sean Hunter is the board manager for the AFL Cape York House for Girls. Come to join me. A very good morning. Sean, how are you?
Morning, Trevor. I'm very well, thank you.
Good. Thank you very much for coming to the program. We say, who your mob were you from? Who's Sean Hunter?
A young lad that grew up in Sydney, moved up here to Cairns in 2011 for footy reasons, enjoy my footy, and then 2017 was able to cross over to AFL Cape York and work in the game development lifestyle program up in the Cape and the Torres Strait and the Gulf area, and yes. Transitioned across to be the inaugural boarding manager of AFL Cape York House for Girls out at Redlinch, which is really exciting, in 2019, and been there ever since.
Well, 2019, the AFL Cape York House for Girls opened up. The AFL House for Boys, Cape York for Boys, been open for a while, hasn't it?
Yeah, so AFL Cape York's been around since 2003, and we started our program using footy as the vehicle to create positive conversations, healthy lifestyle choices, and reward for effort in community. And when we were up there, we found too many young males walking around community that should be in school, and therefore we created and worked alongside many stakeholders to create a boutique boarding facility for young men here in Cairns for 45 to 50 young Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islanders to come down and have a crack at secondary education in a really safe, secure and culturally appropriate environment. And that boys' house opened in 2013 and had great amount of success with young boys transitioning from community into school here in Cairns with different partner schools.
The completion of grade 12.
100%
is the goal.
We found great success. We
saw percentages are good.
The percentages are good. We've had over 30 young males transition from year 12 into a successful year 13. People might ask, what's year 13? Year 13 is the year after school, when they have to find
life
a job, look for rents, be able to live independently, feel that sense of empowerment to either go back to community and make positive change, be a role model for other younger siblings, cousins, mob back home.
Yes.
And then from those successes and the foundations at the boys' house, we're able to create, like all good things, we were able to get the right support to be able to create the same type of facility, but for girls. And
for
in 2019,
girls.
We opened the doors to 45 young Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander girls from the Cape, from the Gulf Savannah area, from the Torres Strait. But excitingly, we opened the opportunity for young girls from the Northern Territory to come over and ply their trade. And their job at the moment is to go to school. And if they go to school, they can reap the rewards of learning, growing, developing, and learning life skills along the way.
Look, it's a proven success. When we're talking about 2019 with the AFL Cape York House for Girls opening, grade 12 graduates, 2019, 20, 21?
Yeah, and it's getting bigger. So we had our first graduate, Alma Renosa, a young lady from...
Big shout out.
Yeah, a young lady from Sci-Boy. She went into the Navy over in Darwin and is now pursuing early childhood education. So she was our first graduate in 2019 and steadily since then, we're 2020 we had two graduates and 2021 we had another two. So we had a lot of younger girls in 2019, so we're only going to see the large numbers graduate from 2022. Potentially this year we've got nine young girls graduating year 12 and going into adulthood and pursuing what they want to do. We always talk to our young girls about creating opportunities to do what they want to do and how they want to do it and in the most appropriate times to do that. So, yeah, we'll see some greater success of numbers in the near future because of our demographic or our cohort breakdown.
House for Girls, let's talk culture. Culture at the table?
It's a really positive environment. We've got a lot of young girls that represent a fair chunk of the Cape and the Torres Strait and, as I said, the Northern Territory, particularly Groote Eylandt over there. So I think one of the reasons why we're really successful is our place is calm, our environment. We, as staff, we want to be treated or be in the same realm as family, not staff. And we want the boarding facility to be a home away from home, which is why I pieced together the children's book. But we don't want it to feel like they're coming to a school. We want them to feel like it's another place for them that they can call home. If a young person joins us in January when school starts and sees through the successful year and finishes in December, they stay with us for 270 days of the year.
Beautiful, yeah.
So
what about staff? First Nations staff?
100%. We're up over 75% Indigenous staff.
Beautiful.
And the other 25% is filled with life experience staff, a real diverse set of skills, cultures, places from around the world. And what it does is we've got a lot of staff that either have lived in community, are from community, or have the same transitional themes that a young person would come from community. We've got a lady that works with us from the United States of America. People would say, well, how's that a connection to Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander? She's had to leave her family. She's had to leave where she's come from. So the conversation is very relevant. And what we talk to our young people about, our staff are never too old to learn and our young people are never too young to teach. So our young people can teach our diverse staff where they're from, who they are, what they do, what their country and what their mob's about. And it's really powerful to see the relationships of our staff and our students develop and form that family type environment.
So we're talking about accommodation place for the girls. They all go to school, of course.
Yes.
So they're taught by their teachers and what have you. They come home come back to the house do homeworks, do assignments, what have you. But then there's time to relax and unwind. Activities at school, is there a pool there?
Yeah, we've got a 12-metre pool there. We've got a half-court basketball court. Yes. We've got an amphitheatre, which is an outdoor movie area where we have yarning circles. There's a fire pit down in there, and it's a beautiful setting in Redlinch. One of the reasons why our environment is so safe and calm is because of a morning a young person walks out their door and they're at the foot of the valley and they can see the mountains, and it's just a really calm place to live. So our young people, their job is to go to school, to be able to learn as much as possible, to be able to gain as many opportunities as possible. And our job as staff is to keep them safe. If we both do our jobs well, go to school, keep them safe, we have lots of fun, open opportunities that gain life skills. We want to be able to take our young girls out into the Cairns environment to meet new people, to see new things.
They've got possibilities for engagement to sporting activities and clubs and signing up with
clubs. Definitely. We've got a lot of young girls that are playing basketball, playing touch football, playing AFL for our local football club, the Eagles Football Club. But all that is around community engagement, developing relationships with other young Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people, but also other non-Indigenous people. Again, cross-sharing cultures, cross-sharing friendships and experiences, it makes our young person more holistic. School is number one because we want them to learn and where they're coming from. They don't have access to that quality secondary education. education. So they come down and they gain that education, but it's not all education focused. We want to be able to teach them how
life
to
schools,
do washing
schools,
and all those type of things. Massively important.
To our deadly listeners just tuned in, Trinity Trevor with National Talk Black, having a deadly yarn with Sean Hunter, our boarding manager, AFL Cape York House for Girls. And we're just about to start our yarn about the children's book, Home Away From Home. So enlighten us, please. You, the author of this book.
Yeah.
Tell us how it all came about. So manager slash author.
Yeah, it's really exciting. I've lived on site with my young family. I've got three young kids, 6, 4, and 2. And every night I read a book to them of bedtime, a bedtime story. And following the story, they always ask what the girls are doing, what was their day like, who's been good, who's been cheeky. And so that's how I got the children's book theme. But more importantly, I wanted to be able to share a realistic journey and be able to help young people in community to prepare for boarding and to be able to prepare for what it looks like to leave community, leave family, to be able to pursue a positive experience in boarding. So the book itself follows a young girl having to select a boarding school or select school, leave family, to be able to say a positive goodbye, to be able to be welcomed here in Cairns. The book is based on AFL Cape York House for Girls, but to be able to be welcomed into the Cairns city, to introduce themselves to friends or their new friends, their new family at boarding, and to watch the stages of going to school, but being rewarded for going to school. So identifying that a young person goes to school, they get weekend leave or they get weekend activities to go swim at the creek, to be able to go to Cairns Central at the shops, to be able to share those experiences, a holistic experience of what a young person goes through.
And look, most of our students back home, whether it be Torres Straits or up at Cape York, a lot of them have to travel away for school anyway.
Definitely.
And so this book could be for any of the students traveling, not only coming to the Cape York House for Girls.
No, it's very, very open-ended. It is about a young person preparing to go away for school. Obviously, I've got my unique experience and it's a lived experience of what a young person what happens for a young person when they come to AFL Cape York House for Girls. But this could very much be a young person having to leave community to go and take up university. The themes of transition are the same. They have to select a university. They have to make the decision to leave community, say goodbye and settle in. But there's also a positive component in the book about still remaining connected to family and community by sharing their success. Too many young people these days aren't proud of what they do. And it might only be a little achievement of going to school 5 days in 1 week.
Exactly.
They need to be able to know that they can call home at any stage and share with mum and dad that
I did 5 days.
I did 5 days.
Yes.
Or they need to be able to share that I had a really good dinner tonight. I had a good feed. I was able to tell my new friends about where I'm from, what I do over holidays. So it is about trying to assist a young person and their families about preparing and making sure that they know that where they're going, most environments are safe. Mm-hmm. Most environments are catered for a young person to be able to leave. We don't expect them to come in be smiling straight away.
No, sure.
We've got...
But the so-called, the old saying, no such thing as strangers as friends we haven't met. And they meet the other students who they didn't know. And before you know it, that sister girl, friends for life.
We speak about a sisterhood at the house very, very regularly because it's very important. One thing about AFL Cape York Houses, both boys and girls, is every young person is going through the same experience.
Yeah,
they're all leaving mob. They're all leaving country. And
the fact
all
is when school holidays
it.
Come, they go home. The fact that they come back, that's thumbs up.
Positive.
Yes.
The public holiday over Easter Monday delayed our young people coming back, but it's really good to see that young people have got a strong desire to get on that plane and get back into the environment.
Come back to the job, yes.
Once they're in the environment, they know they've got wraparound support to be able to help them if they're nervous to go into the classroom, if they don't know how to do their washing, if they forgot what time they have to go to bed so they're better prepared tomorrow. So if the book can be a conversation starter for young people or young families about what to expect or or what happens when I get on the plane. You will be met at the airport by a friendly face.
Yes.
When you get back to boarding, you'll be met with open arms, a big hug to say, welcome back. We
Your
want
family
you
away from family.
100%. And that's Beautiful. Where the title of Home Away From Home is, because 270 days of the year, our young people live here in our boarding facility. Mm. They live with us, or they live at a boarding school more than they do their own home. Sure. They walk through our doors more than their own doors at home. They see me as an uncle more than their own male.
Uncle Sean. And so with the 2019, when the house opened, coming back after 12 months, coming back for the second year, that's percentages up there as well.
Yeah, our retention rate is really high, and I put it down to really good family support, really good community support, because we've got a lot of key people in community that understand that a young person, for every day they go to school, they've got more opportunities. For every day they miss out on an opportunity. So to be able to get our young people back regularly after school holidays, our retention rate is really high, but I put that down to the overall environment. Mm. They're going into an environment full of opportunities, but they're going into an environment where they've got good peer relationships, they've got nurturing support, and they want to be here.
Yeah. So the book Home Away From Home is out now?
No, we're just it's with the publishers down in Melbourne. It should be out in early to mid-May. And I've got a website, www.hafh, it stands for homeawayfromhome.com.au, and you'll be able to purchase the books there.
H-A-F-H, yep.
And you'll be able to purchase it there, and all proceeds from the book go back to AFL Cape York House Foundation.
Beautiful.
We created a foundation 3 or 4 years ago to be able to help supplement our programs and the expenses of our programs, and the purpose of the foundation is to build more inspiring young Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islanders. So,
and the book very colourful, and there's some beautiful artwork here as well. Let's talk about acknowledgement of the artists and Indigenous students involved. Is that right?
Yeah, 100%. So Sadila Chris, who works
Big
out
shout
at
out, Sadila, niece.
AFL Cape York House for Girls. Yes. She's been with AFL Cape York for many, many years. She designed the acknowledgement of country for me. It's called Home Away From Home Journey. And for those who purchased it, they'll see the beautiful artwork that she created. And it's really proud, because Sadila is a very close friend and family connection to me, but also has experienced what young people come from. She's been there since the doors opened in 2019 at AFL Cape York House for Girls, but she's also been a part of our program since she left Year 12. So for our young girls, a young girl that comes to AFL Cape York, they're seeing a role model
straight
in
away.
Real life.
She finished Grade 12, black girl,
finished
this
year 12,
and working with
and,
the company.
Took it on herself to study and to upskill herself to be able to be a part of our program. But the illustrations have been from a lady, Jonas Dare.
Yes.
She owns Ballari Aboriginal Art down in South Australia. Got a real inspiration from her mother that created a lot of opportunities for her to express her feelings and express her gratitude back to mob and country through art. And it's been a really, really positive experience working with Jonas from Ballari Aboriginal Art to be able to get little features of the book around what a young person might want to see from community, or those little intricate details about what the community shop looks like when back in the book a young person's talking about
their
bird.
Paint the picture.
It is brilliant. It's been a really good experience.
Look, beautiful talking with you. Thank you so very much, Sean. And look, congratulations. A big shout out to the team there at the AFL Cape York House for Girls. Look, it's a proven success, and I think it's government funded, well invested, and looking to open up doors and create the pathways for our young sisters and young brothers at the AFL House for Boys. The same process, you know. But thank you for the yarn. So check it out, your mob. Home Away From Home is the book, children's book, and just promoting about going to school, leaving home to go do that, and become a success in that principle. But Sean, thank you very much.
No, thank you. Thank you very much for your time. And we hope that it helps the conversation. It helps it make it easier for a young person to make that step away from mob and country, because it's not easy. It's always hard, but we're here to support them.
Beautiful. Uncle Sean, keep smiling, brother. We'll catch up soon, eh?
Thanks, mate.
Too deadly. So there it is. Beautiful yarn. There was Sean Hunter, boarding manager, AFL Cape York House for Girls. 2017 opened up, and look, a proven success. Retention rate is great. Kids are going through all the way through grade 12 and graduating. and that has got to be a beautiful success. And it's not an expense when you're talking about government funding, it's an investment. And there it is. Have you seen Yana Strong? Add to the conversation here, National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
He wore an issued Aussie soldier's uniform, with a rifle in his hand and a bayonet. But when he asked if he could be part of society, they said, no, you're not ready, not yet. But he fought hard for his country in the trenches, fighting hard beside his Aussie digger mates. When we look back in history, he helped change the course. But still, he's too dark for the light horse. He wore a slouch hat on his head for the country, and he fired his gun in honor of the flag. But when he came back home from living hell, three letters he could not use, RSL. But he fought hard for his country in the trenches, fighting hard beside his Aussie digger mates. When we look back in history, he helped change the course. But still, he's too dark for the light horse. When we look back in history, he helped change the course. But still, he's too dark for the light horse.
G'day, this is Guy Sebastian here, hanging up on our National Talk Black, your big yarning show, BBM 98.7.
I remember the day. Yes, a very good morning, New Daily Mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, 20 Trev Murray from the Curry, live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country, BBM Bumbabrip Media, 98.7 FM, and we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. Have your say in Yarn Upstrong, 1-800-422-416. Yeah, 21 May, that's the date regarding the federal election, up-and-coming election, and I've been yarning with different candidates. I'm going to have a yarn now with the beautiful Elida Faith, Labor for Leichhardt, and talking about the upcoming election. And a very good morning, Elida. How are you?
Good morning, Trendy Trev. I'm fantastic, thank you. 4.5 weeks to go. I'm pumped.
Yes, pumped. Fantastic. Look, a very important space. Let's talk to the people out there regarding Elida Faith. Who's Elida Faith? You've thrown your hat in the arena before, you're back again. So give them a description of who you are, my sister.
Sure. Yes, I am back again. Look, I can tell you at the last federal election when I was getting ready to go to bed, my husband says to me, Elida, honey, do you reckon you're going to do this again? And I said, of course I am, because you know what? That fire in my belly didn't go away to represent my community and get a better deal for my community. Mm. So who is Elida Faith? I am a Cairns local of 23 years, Trev. I'm a working mum. My beautiful daughter, Tiana, is born and bred here. I'm a dog mum, I'm a wife, and I absolutely love my community. And here I am again. It's exciting.
Look, fantastic. And they say change the engine of growth. I did have a chat to counterpart there, Mr. Warren Inch. He talked about experience, and he's throwing the hat in the arena again because he's got the experience. What's your take on that?
Oh, look, Trev, you know, we know Warren's been here for a quarter of a century, and, you know, it is time for change. And what I'm hearing when I'm out in the community is people want to see a government that's going to lead, and people want to have Far North Queensland's voice in Canberra, not Canberra's voice in Far North Queensland.
Mm.
People are sick and tired of being left out, left behind and neglected by Warren Entsch and Scott Morrison's government. And look, you know, I think people are doing it tough, Trev. I mean, the last week was the first week of the campaign. And I spent that week up in the Cape travelling the communities.
Mm.
And I'm hearing the same problems that I heard 3 years ago, Trevor.
Mm.
It's not good enough for Far North Queenslanders. We need to do better.
And when you look at the climate we were living in, well, let's talk global climate, one for example. And so our brothers and sisters in the Torres Straits are screaming out in regard to global climate. It is real. And islands are sinking. You know, and so there needs to be a lot of work done in that space. We're talking about COVID-19,
mm-hmm.
you know, and how we look after our elders and our communities. There's a war going on across the big ditch, you know. The world we're living in is like, is there light at the end of the tunnel? Where do we go from here? And then we talk about closing the gap. That sounds like a broken record for us black people,
yep.
you know, closing the gap, you know. This is the 21st century. The gaps are getting wider. Are widening, and that needs to be stopped.
You know what, Trip? You are exactly right. And by starting with that, if we want to see change there, we need to change this government, because we've had this government nearly for a decade.
Mm-hmm.
Real wages have gone backwards. The price of living, the cost of living has gone up. Far North Queensland people are struggling. One in three people are in insecure work.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said, the same issues when I travelled the Cape, and I've been up numerous times since I was endorsed last year. I'm no stranger to the Cape and the Torres Strait. And I think I've said this to you before, you know, mm-hmm. I grew up in PNG, Miwampla Hagen Meria, and mm-hmm. the closer I get to that PNG border, I love it. But housing is a huge issue, in mm-hmm. and that nothing has been done. In fact, it's incredulous that Warren Entsch in 2019, Warren Entsch used housing for our remote Indigenous communities as a political football.
Mm.
1 week before that last election, they made a big announcement and a big injection into remote Indigenous community housing. It's disgusting that 3 years on, Warren Entsch himself said yesterday that not 1 cent of that $105 million has been spent. It just goes to show that Scott Morrison and his man in Far North Queensland, Warren Entsch, are all about making these big announcements, but not
don't
delivering.
Deliver on it once they get there.
And we have a plan, Trevor. We Labor has some solid policies that we're taking into this election that I'm really proud of.
Well, when you're talking about running again and it's the same problems that you're hearing, well, that just shows that nothing's not being done. So maybe a change is needed as such.
Look, I'm up for the challenge. People that know me, Trevor, know that I'm not the sort of woman that the only time I take a step back, Trevor, is to take a run up. Mm. I am genuinely very passionate about our community. We live in the best part of Australia.
Yes.
And we have some good policies. We know that we need to take action on climate change, and we have a Powering Australia policy that is going to invest in renewable energy. It's going to bring down power prices, so help with that ease of cost of living,
mm-hmm.
and it's going to create thousands and thousands of jobs.
Mm. But when you look at the necessity of life, like housing, for example, if a family's got their own house, there's empowerment, there's a foundation, a strong foundation to get a JOB, to pay the rent, if not deposit for a house. It's a couple working together, driving a vehicle forward for their family and for their future. It is a powerful tool in regarding having your house instead of sharing. So when we're talking 2022 and house problems, then that is a big problem in a first world country.
It is absolutely shameful. And, you know, we know and Labor knows that having a stable and a safe home is a fundamental key to addressing the issues that face our First Nations people. Issues like child mortality, life expectancy, early childhood education and employment. And Labor does have a plan for housing. We've got a $10 billion Housing Australia Future Fund, and that's going to build 30,000 more social and affordable homes.
Mm.
It's going to create those good, secure jobs, Trevor. Not this casual business, not this labour hire business, secure jobs that our families in Far North Queensland can plan for their future on. But it's going to also, we've got $200 million earmarked for maintenance on our remote Indigenous houses. And you're right, Trev, we start building houses in our communities, we're going to have local kids there starting a carpentry apprenticeship.
Yeah, exactly.
You know,
exactly.
It's
good. Then we're talking about employment,
yeah,
aren't we? We're talking about investing in to build housing as a necessity, but then the people behind it get jobs.
That's right.
Get apprenticeships.
That's right.
If not start their own business, then we're talking procurement. You know, black people in business getting putting tenders in and getting the contracts.
That's right. And that's what we want and that's what we need in Far North Queensland, and that's not what we're getting, Trevor.
Let's talk tourism. A big industry up here in Far North Queensland, especially in the city of Cairns. That's got to be well looked after and invested in that space. And COVID-19 has given us a big slap across the face, so to speak. We're struggling in that department. What's Labor doing in that area?
You're right. You know, COVID has been really tough for Far North Queensland businesses and families. And I've been out talking to and listening to everyone that I can possibly speak to and who's happy to speak to me. And we know, and look, it was heartwarming, wasn't it, Trevor? Mm. You would have probably noticed if you're out and about in the Easter weekend that we have a lot of holiday makers up here in our beautiful patch of paradise.
And not masked.
And it was great.
No
and
mask.
They were up here spending their money in our community, boosting our small businesses. But even though we're moving into that COVID recovery, our businesses are still doing it tough because there is a massive skills shortage.
Yes.
We need chefs. We need baristas. We need hospitality workers. We need engineers and plumbers. Mm. We have got
A lot of companies had to let their staff go because of COVID-19. Now they're opening up their doors again and people are inundated, but they haven't got the staff to cater for.
That's exactly right. We have a massive skills shortage. We have a GP shortage. We have a housing crisis. And another one of our commitments that I'm really proud of is if we see a Labor government, and if I'm elected and I'm blessed to have the vote of Far North Queenslanders in this upcoming federal election, we're going to build a brand new Central Queensland University campus right here in Cairns.
Okay.
And that is so that they will be able to double their student intake, Trevor, but we're going to be able to train local so they stay local, and we're going to plug those skills gaps. So we're going to get, and we've got fee-free TAFE in those skills shortage areas too. So we want to start getting our young ones trained up again so we can start plugging those skills gaps.
Yeah.
And look, we're making a great investment into the Great Barrier Reef restoration as well. You know, the Barrier Reef supports 64,000 jobs,
sure,
Trevor.
Exactly.
It's $6.4 billion into the economy. We got to look after that too. And we've got a great investment that's going to go into restoration and protecting the reef. And again, it's something else that's been neglected under this government.
So the message to the constituents out there, while you're on the campaign out and about, come up and say hello, have a chat, tell us what your concerns are, and help me help you, so to speak, is the message I'm picking up, Elida.
Yes, please. Good, the bad, the ugly. Come and have a yarn with me, because you know what? I want to be able to take our voice to Canberra. And if I want to represent my community, I need to know what they're thinking and what they're feeling.
Sure.
And please, if you see me out and about, come and say hello and talk to me about what your issues are. And what I'm hearing is people are struggling, the cost of living's gone up, and the really big one, Trevor, is they can't get in to see a GP.
Yeah.
Wait times have blown out, practices are closing their books. It's like you said before, it's 2022. What is going on?
What's going on? Elida, good to catch up with you. Thank you very much. And enjoy the campaigning, and always welcome back here for more yarns.
Thanks, Trendy Trev.
Oh, beautiful, Elida. And so having a deadly yarn there, Elida Faith and Labor for Leichhardt. And look on the campaign election that's coming up, 21 May, that's the date. For your mob out there who are not on the roll, get on the roll. Your vote means a lot. Your one vote can get that person over the line, the one that you vote for. And that's what it's all about. Have you saying Yarn Up Strong here, National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
I let my culture guide my way. Culture guide my way. Culture guide my way. Yo. Need my way back home. Need my way back home. When I'm feeling lost in the door, my people, lead my way back home. I let my culture guide my way. Don't need no street lights. See the stories on the mountain. Talk to me like dream time. We was caught up in the
last and all my people lead my way back home. Over all of my limbs, wash away my sins. Smoke's filling my lungs, invite the presence in. Yo, better give it all that I got for my people. These days seem same and it's evil. Try to smoke at the demons, but the demons in the place that we live in. Heathens, maybe I'm dreaming. For us to be equal, came on their boats, killing our people. Back home, back home. When I'm feeling lost and all my people lead my way back home. I let my culture guide my way. Don't need no street lights. No, no. See the stories on the mountain. Talk to me like dream time. We was caught up in the storm, but let's see that sea rise. Now we always on a wave, looking by the seaside. So we pray for change on a day to day. Have hope it'll be in a later day. So our kids can grow up comfortably with no lives lost in custody. So we pray for change on a day to day. Have hope it'll be in a later day. So our kids can grow up comfortably with no lives lost in custody. Leave my way back home, back home. When I'm feeling lost in the dark, my people, leave my way back home.
Welcome.
Yeah, Midnight Oil, Gadigal Land here on your daily program, National Talk Black. Have your say and yarn up strong, 1-800-422-416. Call the number, yarn with yours truly, Trevor Tim, 20 Trev Murray from the Curry, live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on your Dingy Country, BBM Bumbabrip Media, 98.7 FM, and we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. Oh, I just had a deadly yarn with the candidate for Labor for Leichhardt here in Far North Queensland, Elida Faith. And look, her main talk was about housing crisis in the Leichhardt electorate. And we're talking about Cape York and Torres Strait Island, our remote communities, Aboriginal communities. And so it happened, I'm going to be talking to Cheryl Axelby, chair of Change the Record, and said remote Indigenous housing had been abandoned by the federal government. Indigenous housing in crisis, election forum will hear. So that's the statement we had from a light of faith, and the same here with Cheryl Axelby on the line. Cheryl, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. How are you going?
I'm well. Thank you very much for coming to the program. Where are you based, Cheryl?
I'm based in South Australia. Yes, I'm a Narunga woman from South Australia, and I'm on Narunga country at the moment.
Good, my sister. Thank you very much for coming to the program. Look, a very important conversation. Indigenous housing in crisis, election forum will hear, and the statement is true in regards to here we are in the 21st century, and we've got our mob living in, you could say, third world standards.
Yes, that's right. And also, you know, the biggest issue that we face, you know, besides that is affordable housing, you know, housing that is affordable for our mob, but also homelessness, you know, almost one in five of our mob now have nowhere to live.
And it's very sad. We are in the 21st century and we're living in a first world country, and that shouldn't be the case in this day and age.
Well, absolutely. And in a country as wealthy as Australia,
yes,
it is unforgivable that our First Nation peoples really are struggling and within this housing crisis.
So who has changed the record? Who you mob? Can you paint that picture, please, Cheryl?
Yeah. So Change the Record, we're a coalition, and we have been around since around about 2015.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're the only First Nation led national Aboriginal led justice body. And we have a Black Caucus that determine, you know, and set direction. But we also have wonderful support with 18 other organisations, ranging from human rights, legal, and justice agencies.
And with your finding, or with your push to tackle this big problem regarding houses, housing in crisis, how do you take this information? Who do you take it to in regard for houses for our people?
Well, what we do is, you know, particularly because the election coming up, we thought it was important to have a voice in this space and particularly raise the issues, particularly for looking at how we can, you know, reduce incarceration of our mob, and also to have options for our mob to come out of the prison system. So, you know, solving the housing crisis would go a long way to solve the incarceration crisis for our mob. That's what we say.
Yes.
And also, you know, the lack of federal support for housing in the bush, in towns and cities, you know, is we're saying that they need to step up in that space, because far too long now there's not been a very strong investment across the board, right across Australia. And we've been calling along because the Productivity Commission report has identified to alleviate the issue of overcrowding for our mobs.
Yes.
You know, it would be great to have around about 8,500 new co-design homes developed and built to lift that issue, particularly with our mob during the, you know, the COVID pandemic.
And look, that opens up doors for job or for career pathways as well. If that money is invested in housing, then our mob are getting jobs, you know, hands on, and building, you know, their own house for their own communities for their mob. That's like a high tide rises all ship. It's a proven success, isn't it?
Well, it is, and you know, and I think the biggest issue there that we need to, I mean, and Closing the Gap does talk about this, is about co-design. You know, with, you know, our communities,
yes,
at the local level, which is something, you know, when we look at the different types of country all around Australia. So, you know, having housing that's designed for our mob, by our mob, is really crucial because the housing design is contributing to the overcrowding. You know, we have big families that do live together, but the housing that's built does not actually accommodate that need.
Well, exactly. And then you look at a man's point of view. If a man's there to provide for his family and he has a house, that's a strong foundation for him to build his life and creates a nice foundation for the family to build their life, you know. And no one's in hospital or in jails, you know, that sort of stuff. It creates a snowball effect without houses in regard to crime and health and hospitals and prisons and what have you. So it is a necessity as well.
Absolutely, and we know that housing stability, particularly in a lot more rural, remote locations, works really well for our community mob. Unfortunately, we don't have that same stability in the regional and metro regional areas, and we need investment in those areas as well.
And we're coming up to the next federal election, 21 May. So to all our mob out there, vote for the right person, vote for the right party in regard to, housing crisis. It's got to be stamped out regarding building houses, and the money needs to be invested there. So the person who's speaking that and singing up strong, then they're the ones who should get our votes.
Absolutely. And what we've been saying at Change the Record, you know, we've had probably four key asks is, you know, about the emergency commitment to build the 8,500 homes that's needed to address the overcrowding, lift our Centrelink support payments above the poverty line so we don't drive our mob into further hardship, and adequately fund our Aboriginal community controlled family prevention and legal services, and again, we need a long-term commitment to affordable social housing for our mob.
Second that. Cheryl, thank you very much for the yarn, my sister. Listen, all the best to you, your mob, your family. Stay safe, and we'll yarn soon, sis.
Deadly. Thank you then. Take care.
Bye-bye. Deadly yarn there. Cheryl Axelby, her name is, chair of Change the Record, and said that remote Indigenous housing had been abandoned by the federal government. So there's a statement there in housing. Indigenous housing is in crisis. An election forum was mentioned at the forum. And so they're talking about at least 8,500 new co-designed, culturally appropriate, climate-resilient properties are needed in the next 4 years to address severe overcrowding and disadvantage. Second that. Have your say in Yarn Up Strong. Got about 7 minutes left on the program, National Talk Black. Give me a call. Have your say, 1-800-422-416.
Ragarala, mana duda binya. Tegi wandilo, vajil bangi gujini. Nyanyala mana. Bin garinyunu janga Manila baji Duda bonga Nando mandula ngaba nganana Ngaba mandula nganana Nando mandula ngaba nganana Naba mangola nganana Nyanane janga Mana duda binya Nyanyala manala Bindu karanyunu janga Ngajere langunala Wengere ngamana nyanya Penagare ilamana Wangi mana nu jangga, ngando mangula ngaba nganana, ngaba mangula nganana, ngando mangula ngaba nganana, ngaba mangula nganana, jola lanjal bal. Jila ba bolga Nyandong manjola lain Goda jari nyana Ngaba baleba wanjargo Yagorgo jilin balibanya Oyo balibangunaw Ngaba ngajilda Ngandong mangula ngaba Ngaba mangula nganana Ngando mangula ngaba nganana Ngaba mangula nganana
ngaba man go langa na na, ngaba man go langa na na.
Yeah, Two Daily Mob, welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Blast. Come the time where Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry signs off for today, back in the hot seat in tomorrow. National Talk Black, 1 hour program, come to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country, BBM Bumbabrip Media, 98.7 FM, and we go across the nation thanks to NERS. Big shout out to the NERS team, thank you very much, allowing this program to go across the country, voice for our people. So, yeah, do utilise it. The number you can call, which is tomorrow, 1-800-422-416. But 24/7, you can text the brother, 045-715-0550. And don't forget our Facebook page, well, BBM987FM. To Daily Mob, let's have Troy Cassidelli take us to the news. That's a proud young man. Your mob, look, stay black, stay deadly, stay strong. More importantly, stay safe. We are in a pandemic. Abide by the rules or talk to your First Nation Health Organisation regarding this space and learn how to live with COVID-19. There it is, your mob. Too deadly.